Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another edition.
Here's what I tell everyone
of What's on Your Mind.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Big giant question mark after that.
In an extraordinary place.
Meaning we're asking the question, okay?
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
With Todd the Radio God Mitchell and Kevin Fly Flynn. By the way, I need it like to roll off my tongue like Todd the Radio God with K-Fly over there. I don't know. We're working on that.
K-Fly.
In like Flynn.
K-Fly.
Kevin,
K-Fly.
In like Flynn.
It rolls right off.
There's K-Fly. There you go. Exactly right. We have a busy show today. Senator John Hovind will join us on the program today. We're going to talk with UND about a great partnership with the Heart of America Patriot Foundation. Is that any good or what? Scholarship will just melt your heart. Huge crowd in Bismarck for the Center of the American Experiment, CRT, and Miseducation of America's Youth event at the Ramcota last night. Thank you for turning out. There's a pulse. There's a pulse among parents. I love it. And we're doing the same thing in Minot today. Doors open at 11:30, program beginning at noon. You're out of there by 1 o'clock, so no excuses. Come on over in your lunch hour, for crying out loud. $5 to get in, covers your lunch, and it's a great way to go. I think it's 10 to get in, whatever. It was 5 last night for appetizers. But it's something that if you are a parent and you care about the future of education, just go and listen and learn. You don't have to pound the table or any kind of rally or anything like that. It's just informational. It's very, very good. Put on by the Center of the American Experiment. All the details at AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org. Katrin Wigfall, who is giving the presentation, will join us later this hour to preview the Minot event. We have some breaking news, which is music to my ears and warms my heart. The Supreme Court ruling in the Dobbs case has been certified in the great state of North Dakota. The signature is on it, and the signature is from the Attorney General of the state of North Dakota. That's Drew Wrigley. He joins us for a moment here to explain what happened today. Mr. Attorney General, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott, and good morning to your listeners. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you very much. So tell us what you've done here.
Well, North Dakota law calls for the Attorney General to certify to the legislature if and when Roe v. Wade and its progeny and successive cases, whether that if that was ever reversed, and that removed the barriers to the implementation of some statutes involving the regulation of abortion. In North Dakota, if that was ever removed, the Attorney General is called upon to certify that after reviewing the court case, reviewing it, and if they can, they certify that to the legislature. We've done that this morning. The decision came out on Friday, and I've spent the last days reviewing that decision and also applicable North Dakota law. And it's crystal clear to me that the condition precedent has been satisfied, and the impediments to implementation of two provisions in North Dakota law have been removed. The first one is from 2007. It was signed into law, a prohibition on abortion with the exceptions of rape, incest, and the life of the mother, and that was passed by real strong bipartisan majorities in the North Dakota House and Senate, and signed into law by then Governor John Hovind, who I know is going to be your guest here in the next hour. Governor Hovind at the time signed that into law, and it had a trigger mechanism in it, whereby what I just explained, it wouldn't go forward unless and until Roe v. Wade was reversed, or there was an amendment to the federal constitution, to the U.S. Constitution, and obviously we all recognized last week Roe v. Wade and the successive cases there. All that formed an impediment to North Dakota law and laws all across the United States has been removed. And so that bill, that matter has been certified, is triggered, and will go into effect 30 days from the date of the letter that I signed this morning and delivered to the legislature. So that 30 days, by the way, is the 28th of July. The second provision was a bill that was passed in 2019 session. That also had the same trigger mechanism I just explained, and that matter was a method, an abortion method bill that outlawed the method of what's called DNE, and some would say that that's, and this makes an apt point, that that's not even necessary because the 2007 law of the prohibition.
We lose you, Drew?
The legislature in North Dakota signed into law by our governors across the years. We've got some provisions in law that are currently enjoined in federal court.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I remember one of them being the heartbeat bill while you were lieutenant governor that Jack Dalrymple signed, for example. Same process have to happen there, or does Dobbs make that all irrelevant at this point? Then,
well, two things actually. Dobbs makes it legally permissible to have the heartbeat bill and some other bills, but there were not triggering mechanisms in all of those provisions, and they've been enjoined in federal court. That legislation, you know, the various states are testing over the years, testing these matters in federal courts to see, you know, what would be the actual lines of delineation announced by the various courts. And so North Dakota has a few provisions that are currently enjoined in federal court, and we're going to seek to lift those injunctions, so that those laws duly passed in the North Dakota legislature and signed into law by our governors across the years can become the law of the land as well.
This is how it's supposed to work, Drew, isn't it? This is really the states don't like the federal law. They continue to pass legislation to test it, and ultimately Dodds was the jackpot. I mean, this is how it's supposed to work. This is what our founders envisioned, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, understandably, not everybody goes and reads the actual opinion, but I would really encourage your listeners to get online and find the opinion and read the syllabus, the first 7-8 pages, where it sort of synopsizes what the court has done here, because the court makes very clear they're not making a value judgment. They're not making a value judgment at all. Their whole point is this is the kind of judgment that needs to be made by the elected representatives of the people across the United States. They're not suggesting that they individually are pro or anti-abortion or anything of the sort. They're saying that we live in a democracy, that our values get reflected through our elected leaders, and that's the process where we deal with these searing and difficult issues. And it gets debated in an open forum, and you see that whether you can carry a majority for your perspective reflecting your state's value when it comes to a variety of issues, obviously. And what the court said was, this issue belongs in the political process where it was all the way up until 1973, when the court took that away from the people of this nation and said, you don't get to decide. And that's what I think has been so challenging about this time period. There'll be a lot of changes in laws, if I could just comment, across the United States in the years ahead. Maybe even in North Dakota, this debate isn't over. It'll be held, and people will recognize that their vote really matters, and their perspective on this really matters. And they're going to weigh in on elections in red states and blue states and purple states. But what the court said very clearly in there is that this issue is not spoken to in the Constitution. Therefore, it remains for the states to decide whether to regulate or ban altogether, or just what they want the process to be. I would hope that we could all can join in celebrating that we live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and our elected leaders, we get to express ourselves and our perspectives through our elected leaders. And when we're satisfied with what they do, we can cheer them on and help them get reelected. And when we're not satisfied and we want a change, we can we can petition our government for that change.
We only have a minute left, but I want to ask you really briefly, are you expecting any other, what are you hanging on the edge of your seat for from this court? I've been watching, waiting for this EPA decision, because I think it's just...
Oh, I'm glad you asked. And we've got an enormously consequential case, North Dakota versus the EPA. We've got a companion case, West Virginia versus the EPA. I was privileged to sit at council table in the Supreme Court of the United States on February 28th, this last winter. And, that matter, we expect a decision tomorrow or the next day, I'm told. And, it's going to be hugely consequential for, again, the state's right to have a major role in regulation of our greenhouse gas emissions. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the record is strong. And it means a lot in coal country. It means a lot for energy production. And as a result, it means a lot to a state like North Dakota, but also for this country. The Supreme Court doesn't take cases that only matter in one state. This thing has consequences across the nation. So we're waiting and hoping that the Supreme Court sides with the state's rights in this issue and recognizes we have a joint role with the federal government in those regulations.
Yeah, well said. Thank you. We'll watch it, too. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate the time today. North Dakota's Attorney General Drew Wrigley with breaking news. It is official now. 30 days from now, Roe versus Wade ends as it pertains to North Dakota. Love it.
Generous, generous cherries. Booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous cherries. Blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop generous, generous cherries today. Generous, generous cherries. A fireworks visionary. Today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On a ball on the beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking laws, breaking dates, when we're rolling down the street.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Good news from Drew Wrigley, our Attorney General. Thought you'd like to hear that. Let's open up those phones to tell us anything that's on your mind. Simple as a phone call. brought to you today by our friends at the Center for the American Experiment, by the way, where they have round two of the Western North Dakota swing of the miseducation of America's youth and what you need to know about CRT town halls. These are really efficient. They don't waste your time. Today in Minot, doors open at 11:30. The program begins at noon. It'll be at the High Third Restaurant in Minot, up on the third level, the DD, they call it. Okay? And here's the deal. 11:30 to 12, grab something to eat, sit down, chit-chat with your neighbors. Sharp, 12 noon, one-hour program. You're out of there at 101. If you want to hang around and ask a few questions, you can. The crew stays a little longer, but you don't have to. And you're going to get a lot of information. Catherine Wigfall will join us to talk about it here in a moment. I wonder if Jay Thomas would join the fun. You know, we are in the process of moving WDAY radio in with our Flag Family team here. And so Jay's here checking out his new digs. Should we pull him in here for talk a little CRT today? Should we do that? Yeah, we might just do that. Although maybe he'll start thinking he can do that regularly since he's in the building now. And then we'll have to have
him. He has more fun on our show.
All the time. I think he has more fun on our show.
I think he does, too.
I think he does. Yeah, I think he does. Anyway, we also have Senator John Hoeven at the top of the hour and Angie Carpenter from UND in charge of what they call special student populations. And in this case, it's veterans. I love that. So anyway, coming up on the show today, we call it What's on Your Mind. Where's Karen? Bring Karen.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Is that her name?
No, I just call her Karen.
Okay, we have
on our 855-217-76 line. You can leave messages.
You said that very fast. I want to say it one more time, and then you can explain who she is. We have a 24/7 line.
Yes,
you call any time, and you can leave a message. And we love it when people call because
we get a lot of them.
You heard something on the air. You want to, and we very often use them on the show. So if you really, I can't wait, but I want to get this in. The number you call is 855-200-1776. It gives you the option to talk to us live if we're on the air live, but otherwise you can leave a message. And this caller's left messages before.
We've had Karen 1, and this is Karen 2.
Okay.
Because I can tell by the numbers. And multiple times a day, they like to call and leave messages. And,
okay. Is this one directed to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Here you go.
You know, Scotty, I'm questioning, why is it that we don't have a law that says that birth begins at, or conception begins at ejaculation? Now, why is it that we...
What happened to Karen?
I don't know what happened to Karen. Where'd she go?
Thankfully, she was on tape, so we can play that again.
I don't know. It locked up.
While you're figuring it out, I want to answer this question. And I want to, she has more, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with this. So, Karen might have a little problem with science. I don't know if she needs to go back to a health class or what. But I'm not going to get into the terms that she's using. But not every time that you have an intimate relation with another is a. Listen, you got a little sperm that swims.
There's more.
Okay, but just wait. Let me answer this.
Yeah.
And you know the beauty of this is sometimes it finds its destined location, and sometimes it doesn't. So, therefore, her premise just went out the window.
Oh, yeah, she's not done.
Now, why is it that we are not governing the person that ejaculates? You know, I have a question, Scotty. You know, you guys, you know, are so...
I'm sorry. This is locking. Our computers are having issues.
Why is Karen stopping every time?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Do you want to reboot this?
I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to hear it.
I want to honor the person that took the time to call, and I want to hear it, and I want to address the questions, and I'm okay with it. So you just
reboot
it. Let
the record reflect. I wasn't the guy trying to get that word on as many times as possible.
So one was enough. But, yeah, exactly right. But, you know. This is a word that exists in the English language, and if anybody's been to health class, they've heard the word before. So
it's just surprising that I'm not the guy that tried to get that thing out and slammed it on so many times. Probably that would be me, not you, Scott.
Yeah, I want to just say this. I kind of know where she's going. Not every time that you engage in the, I'm going to call it the marital act, because that's what it was designed for. That was the faith
there
I was taught with.
That's
okay?
Nice.
Yes, and the marital act says I love you to become one. Okay? It's not a dirty thing, it's not a naughty thing, it's not anything other than that's an expression of love between two people. This is my personal belief.
All right, I got to reboot it.
So we have to hear it again?
Yeah, well, no,
you know,
no.
You guys, you know, are so, you're so, such a good Christian. Oh, such a good religious person. Why is it that you don't have 12, 13, 14 children? Could it be that you have been doing some type of birth control with you and the missus? Why is it that the flagettes at the little flag radio station, you all don't have 12, 13, 14 children? Could it be that you guys are doing some type of birth control at the most religious? Oh, aren't you guys just a religious
radio station?
Could
be as God wanted,
you
know?
Praise God, even though you don't food, clothing, feed any homeless, anybody in need. You just go buy your antique motorcycles and cars and lake homes and dance on tables at Zorba's. But, you know, my question is, you know, Scotty, so have you only ejaculated enough times to produce children? Because that ejaculation, it carries half of a beautiful child, a blessing from God.
Heard enough yet?
Which sure half?
Yeah. First of all, what a personal question, number one. Number two,
I really can't make this up.
When you're a talk show host, you get asked all kinds of things. So I'm not going to try.
I don't know. Scott was still dancing on tables at Zorba's.
I didn't either. When is that happening?
I actually do it at the hotel. I do it a lot more.
Well, I've never been there, so
I switch places. I go to the Hotel Shoreham more than I go to Zorba's. So I'm still dancing on tables. I just do it at a different place. And trust me, there was a time that I was dancing on tables.
And where are your collector cars? And
I think maybe she was referring to Jay Thomas on the collector cars. I don't know. Because she did talk about flagettes.
Yeah.
So she had more people in mind. Whatever.
that's what we deal with, though. That's what we're up against.
Can I just be serious for a second,
wow,
guys?
Wow.
Let me seriously answer this question. All right? A, none of your business. But B, I will tell you that every child is a gift from God. And if I had 12 or 13 or 14, I'd be a happy guy. It's God's plan, not mine, when one finds the other from the marital act.
Well, doesn't she kind of make the point for pro-life talking about planning your family, controlling birth? I mean,
here's what she's saying.
All that. I mean,
she's of the throw in the towel crowd. That every time you have sex, if you don't have birth control, then you can have babies, and that crazy babies you could have. You'd have 12, 13, 14, you crazy people. And my point is, there is something called natural family planning. Look, when there was Little House on the Prairie, they didn't go to the drugstore and find all kind of, you know, IUDI, this, that, and the other thing else. They just, you just decide, maybe I'm not going to have relations with my wife tonight. I mean, so this is sort of crazy talk all the way. And I don't know, maybe she's ill-informed, but whatever. She has incredible disdain for anybody of the conservative ilk. That's obvious. And that's okay. That's why we have a 24/7 line. But I don't know. I guess I'll ask our listeners, how would you answer that? How would you answer that question?
God intend for all of us to have 12 children?
I think God intends us to have the amount of children we have.
It's more unless God's we're smarter than I am because he was smart enough to cut me off at once.
Let me say this. If you decide to use contraception, that is America, and you should be able to do that right now. But it is putting a barrier between you and God's plan. I don't think there's any argument.
Am I going
back
straight to heaven because I never have?
I hope so. You belong, Todd, the radio guy.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker who works in one of the buildings up here behind me heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found a trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your nine? Mine, that is, 28 before the top of the hour. I don't know exactly. Maybe I've lost my mind. It's Karen. See, Karen threw me off my game. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons today on the program. H.A. Thompson & Sons, indoor air quality experts. Look, pandemics, epidemics, whatever. The mold, the viruses, they're all going to be in the air, and you want the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons on the job, and they do it for the biggest of the big. They might as well do it for you, your business, your home. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Katrin Wigfall standing by from the center of the American Experiment. Jay Thomas is going to join us in the questioning of her as well. So we can let's do this as a little CRT town hall. If you have a question or comment on it, call us at 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. A couple texts coming in related to the call from Karen. It sounds like Karen wants to ban sex outside of marriage. Not a bad idea. I don't believe you can, ban that in a sense of the founding fathers are ever going to go along with something like that. But I think morally it's been banned for a long time. I think that's just a morals deal. That's a thing you decide. But I will tell you this. In my mind, sorry, this is the Scott Old Fogey talk here for a second. Sex outside of marriage has been made a lot easier by the availability of contraception. And then abortion took that to the next level, right? Because contraception isn't always fail-safe. So all those things in the way of what I would call slippery morals, where, you know, what's the catch of the week here? And you're out there, praying for some pretty little lady, and you just kind of keep on using women. I'm using the God example here, okay? The guy example, rather, where it said, you know, some guy, like, how many chicks have you had, for crying out loud? The guy in the locker room that's bragging, right, okay? He has the availability of contraception, he has the availability of abortion, and, yeah, come on, get an abortion. That is now more challenging because of Roe versus Wade being overturned. But, again, if you can't get it in North Dakota, you can get it in Minnesota, so it's not gone away. But I'm saying, if you trace the morals, if you look at what I consider the moral standard, think of the happy days of Fonzie at the kitchen table era, okay, till today, and what is now available. All of that stuff, having an affair, as an example, is just a lot easier because of the availability. So I'm not in favor of banning sex outside of marriage. I think that's not an American idea, but I think morally, that's the better approach, without question. And that's called abstinence, which is why I'm laughing at all these people now, these women that are upset saying, I'm going to punish the man. I'm not going to have sex anymore with the man. Like, okay, that's exactly what will end abortion. Because if you do that, we don't have anything to worry about there. So anyway, that would be my answer to that.
I don't think we need to go that far either.
What?
Let's try and work that out.
Well, yeah. Well, it depends on who's doing the punishing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another texter says, man, that woman was a gem. Another says she made no sense whatsoever. What was her Karen question anyway? Well, it was, Scott, have you ever, you know, used such and such and such? Texter says, Scott, I'm thinking cell phone Karen has a crush on you. Why do I get the feeling liberal women are angry all the time? They hate having sex and only do it because they are obligated, and then they can't wait to run down to the abortion clinic. Wow, are they uptight? Yeah, they are a little uptight. Wow. All right, let's switch gears and let's talk about CRT here. Here's what I love about our next guest. You never get a word salad from her. You get the real deal. Jay Thomas is here, joining us, the host of the Jay Thomas Show on WDAY. Congratulations on the 100-year anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
You are now a steward of that great, great, iconic heritage brand of 100 years, so take a bow.
And I've got 14 years of it under my belt come September.
I know you do.
Time goes by, man.
I'm interviewing Bill Marcille Sr. later today.
I haven't talked to Sr. forever. How's he doing? You know, he's really gotten into ever since the show Ride started.
Yeah.
Junior would call me once in a while, Bill Marcille Jr. Jay, you got to talk to my dad. He won't stop buying classic cars. He's bought some nice. He's got quite a collection growing.
He probably doesn't want you to say that on the radio.
No, I'll mention that on the radio.
I love it. So we're going to interview him just to talk a little bit about the 100-year anniversary and lots of fun. So glad you're here today. Are you familiar with Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States?
Well, we have a vice president.
We do, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, listen to her in an interview with CNN's Dana Bash, okay? This is really worth leaning into. I think this is the definition of a word salad.
Now, inflation is really high. Are you concerned about a recession? The administration said that they weren't that worried about about inflation, and then that changed.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority. Which
what do you think of that? They've been really clear.
Jeez, man.
Here's what she said, if you want me to repeat it.
She said nothing.
Thank you. Yeah. I think there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority. Well, thank you very much.
Wow. Yes. And now she's a Supreme Court scholar as well.
Of course she is. And the Constitution, yes. This is beautiful. Well, all that said, so I can introduce our next guest who never gives a word salad, Katrin Wigfall, who is a policy fellow at the Center of the American Experiment, ND. They have now expanded into the great state of North Dakota, and round two of the Western North Dakota CRT and the Miseducation of America's Youth Tour is happening. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the ginormous crowd that turned out in Bismarck last night at the Ramcota. And Minot, it's your turn now. See if you can beat Bismarck. Doors open at 11:30. Program starts at noon. Done by 1. You're back to the office. Katrin, thanks for joining us.
And appreciate the compliment. No word salads allowed here, huh?
No word salads. Exactly right. Jay, you had the first question. You were wondering about her title.
Catherine, what is a fellow? Explain that. I've always wondered, what is a fellow? You get a special robe for that or something?
A fellowette.
Yeah, a fellowette.
Should I push for it to be changed to a fellowette? So a policy fellow is just a term that we apply at the center to an individual who focuses on a particular public policy issue, researches it, writes about it, becomes an expert in that area, and then pushes out that work. So sometimes they're called policy analysts. We take the title policy fellow. And so it's just a term that kind of encompasses, we do research, we do writing, we help launch grassroots level campaigns, but we do so within our area. So I'm a policy fellow focusing on education, unions. We have other policy fellows who focus on mining and the environment. So it just gives us a title to really hone in on a particular public policy issue area, own that issue area, and be an expert on it.
It's just what you and I would call an expert.
I want to be a radio fellow. Can I be a radio fellow?
I think you already are. We just haven't given you the title.
Man, I still got to earn that title. Hey, Katrin, you know, it's hard to follow the CRT. Depends on where you're going. There's so much BS out there. Just cut through it all. If you are a parent or a grandparent, you got grandkids in school or you got your children in school, how concerned should parents and grandparents be about what they're trying to push down the throats of our children?
very concerned. Obviously, I don't want to get into fear mongering. We're all about education and bringing awareness, but very concerned, especially given the examples that we have seen of CRT in classrooms pop up across the country. Examples that are very dehumanizing and focus on pitting students against each other when you're dividing them into groups based on their skin color. And parents should also be concerned, even if you aren't seeing it in your child's classroom yet, it could be coming down the pipeline, because we have a national teachers union pushing for its promotion in K-12 public schools. And something else, too, that I think is worth noting that often doesn't get discussed is that CRT in education, even in government agencies, it seemed to pop up overnight, but we actually have had the principles of CRT and its theoretical framework applied in different areas of society for a number of years. I think of it starting first with higher ed institutions teaching critical race theory to America's future teachers. And so you really see kind of the trickle-down effect of where these ideas start, and now they're manifesting themselves in very concerning ways. And if there's a silver lining to COVID, it was a wake-up call to parents about what their children were or weren't learning. And I think that has caused a lot of the uproar and the pushback over, you know, what are schools prioritizing? There's only so many hours in a day. And unfortunately, you know, we're struggling to help even North Dakota students read at grade level. So again, it's just kind of been something that's come to light. And so parents should be concerned if they're not, and they need to get informed and aware of what's going on so that we can really stand up for all students' education.
And I think there were enough people that fit the bill of what Jay's asking last night in Bismarck. What a crowd, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we had nearly 90 concerned parents, grandparents, community members, teachers, school board members who showed up and wanted to learn more and are recognizing that this fight has to be won at the local level. I know North Dakota has a state law against it, against teaching critical race theory. State laws have their limits, and so it's so important to have that grassroots activism.
And today, in Minot, they're repeating the very same conversation. It'll be over the lunch hour. And they're really efficient with your time, too, which I appreciate a ton. 11:30, the doors open. They have a little lunch. And beginning at noon, the program is done by 1, so you're back to lunch. Parents, take the time. We had a really poor turnout in the last election, and there clearly weren't enough people that paid attention to school board elections and and also city commission races we could talk about as well. But all the races that don't go on to November, you know, you're making decisions. There just was a very poor turnout, just plain and simple. Summer elections don't do well. So this is your chance to really arm yourself. We have a listener with a question. Scott, on the CRT, could you have the guest read a line or two from the books that are being pushed on the kids? I think it would help us to actually hear a line of the garbage that they're actually pushing that are in the libraries in North Dakota now.
Yes, great question. These ideas are being pushed in colorful children's books that appear seemingly harmless but are pushing very divisive ideas. I think of the elementary children's book, Not My Idea. The author writes, racism is a white person's problem, and we are all...
Welcome back. Because of critical...
Sorry for the interruption there. Something happened. I don't know where that came from. tell you what, save that thought, because we actually have to go to a break here, and I want people to be able to hear. This is actually in books. You found these in North Dakota school libraries, right, Catherine?
Correct, yes. One of these books is called Not My Idea, and the author writes, racism is a white person's problem, and we are all caught up in it.
Wow, Jay. Huh?
Man,
and it's
unbelievable.
Here. This idea is not being taught here. Then why are these books in the libraries? Because nobody's paying attention, or that are you trying to lie to us? Catherine, hang tight. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. AmericanExperimentND.org, by the way. AmericanExperimentND.org. I had the 4 for $4 deal at PetroServe USA yesterday. It was my supper. I loved it. And it's the inflation buster. Pizza, 2 cookies, and a drink, $4. PetroServe USA, wow. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, Ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off. Pour me another round.
Back on What's On Your Mind. That's kind of a good song for a Tuesday. Pour me can have two connotations there.
There you go.
Pour me another one,
yep.
Or pour me, come on, this is awful. We could also have two or T-O-O.
Yeah.
This is the, and we could do it on two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's another two. Oh, bring an English teacher in here one day and we'll figure out exactly. Do you go with two or also? When do you use two? When do you use also? Are they interchangeable? Yeah, exactly. I'm
trying to get my son to embrace T-O-O, like, you know, I love you too.
There you go.
T-O-O.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
Or as well.
As well, which I don't know which one I prefer. I say two way more than I say as well. As well, like, gives you that
there and there,
sophisticated look, there is that then it's just plain bad English
right.
at that point. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we're back on What's on Your Mind. We do have an expert here that maybe could help us with that and much more. Catherine Wigfall is here, policy fellow at the Center of the American Experiment. So just back to the texter's question a moment. You know, what's the title of these books that are here now, Catherine?
Yeah, a few. Not My Idea, the elementary children's book, Anti-Racist Baby by Ibram X. Kendi, who is a known author and supporter of critical race theory. He has another more advanced book, probably I would say middle high school and often used in teacher trainings and professional development opportunities, called How to Be an Anti-Racist. Another elementary children's book called Something Happened in Our Town. And again, a lot of these books are pushing messages that are very divisive and don't seek to reconcile and unite society. And they're being done, as I mentioned, in colorful children's books and using words that we should all be able to support and get behind, but words whose definitions change when those words are being put into practice. So it's really important for parents to be aware of what children's books are being read to their kiddos in the classroom, because oftentimes parents won't see those books come home. So have those conversations with your children. Ask them what they're learning, what they're discussing, what they're reading in the classroom, because children have a really good sense about all of this, especially middle school, high schoolers who recognize, maybe I shouldn't be, you know, just judging someone based on the color of their skin or assuming that all people of the same skin color share common characteristics and traits.
Anti-Racist Baby is a book.
Can you imagine what Martin Luther King Jr. would say if he was here?
She's got a quote. She has a quote of Martin Luther King.
I can't even imagine. He would be just, I can't, he's spinning in his grave right now.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And you actually have a quote from him, as I recall, in your presentation, Catherine, don't you?
Well, actually from his key, one of his key and close advisors, Reverend Wyatt T. Walker. And Reverend Wyatt T. Walker wrote an essay in 2015 on critical race theory, calling it out and saying how it would take society, it is taking society in the wrong direction because of what it focuses on and emphasizes. So it really shows that the purpose of critical race theory and when what it's rooted in rejects a lot of the methods and the aims and the goals of the civil rights movement and civil rights leaders who worked so hard to move society forward. And now with these ideas and principles of CRT, it's like we're trying to take society backwards.
And by the way, this gathering will happen in Minot today. It's a wealth of information. And I really encourage you, no matter what your opinion is, go there, learn. You take questions sort of kind of informally at the end, right? And allow people time to mingle a little bit after if they don't have to rush right out of there. I mean, it's just a great opportunity to do this. And it'll happen today, 11:30, the doors open. There's a lunch, so they get a little box lunch for you. They are great with Chick-fil-A when they were in West Fargo. It's a fantastic meal. And then the program begins at noon, and they're done by 1 o'clock. So this will be today in Minot at the High Third Restaurant in Minot at the DD on the third level, if you want to look for them, at the Center of the American Experiment. There's also a request for you to register just so they know you're coming. Keep tabs on the numbers for lunch. So please do that as well. Just let them know you're coming. AmericanExperimentND.org. Also, great way to connect. Just if you can't be there today, you want more information, AmericanExperimentND.org. Texter says, is there any way to view the American Experiment meetings online? Are these archived anywhere, or do you do anything live streamed at all, Catherine?
We did do live streams of the presentations when we were going throughout Minnesota. We aren't live streaming today's presentation, but I understand that some individuals can't attend. So if you are interested in maybe viewing my slides or my PowerPoint, as long as you just look at it for yourself, I'd be happy to email with you about that. I can be reached at katrin.wigfall@americanexperiment.org. Catherine is spelled Catrin.Wigfall, Wigfall, @americanexperiment.org. And, you know, please get in touch with me because I understand the timing doesn't work for everyone, but we just want to get this information out to as many as possible. And so would be happy to connect with you offline via email about that.
There's also just the website, the new North Dakota American Experiment website, which has all the details, and there's a chance for you to send your, you know, request in there too at AmericanExperimentND.org, AmericanExperimentND.org, and links back to the American Experiment website as well to find information on those Minnesota tours. Texter says the hate children and families thinking comes from the top, meaning Pelosi. Another said, remind your guests CRT is just part of the larger diversity, inclusion, and equity ideology and won't go anywhere until we get rid of the positions, offices, and departments of DIE, such as those recently created in both public Fargo Public Schools and the city of Fargo. And Captain talks about that as well. They definitely are an outcropping of that. Have a great lunch. Thanks for doing this in Western North Dakota as well as Eastern North Dakota. We appreciate the time. Senator John Hovind takes your calls when we come back.
I'm sure you've heard that the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.